this is Larry from Heavy Foot, and you're listening to the Local Music Revolution.
This is the local music revolution.
Hello and welcome to the Local Music Revolution. I am your host, Ogre. How are you doing, guys? Episode number 2 of the new year. I promise I'll stop doing this possibly after the next one. I'm just really happy to have a new year and a new opportunity to be awesome and interview a bunch of bands for you guys. On this week's episode, we have In Conflict, which is actually out of the Central Valley where I am from. Again, this interview is brought to you by Barmageddon because they allow me to do a bunch of interviews at their location all of the time, which is awesome. So this interview was done right after they lost a band member, and I believe they gained a band member. And it was pretty interesting talking to them. I've never actually talked to a band so recently after they've parted ways with a member. So we were able to talk a little bit about that, not too much. And then we were able to get to know them a little bit. I've known them from talking and even seeing them live, but I've never actually sat down with them and actually got into their brain and talked to them. So it was really, really awesome to be able to do that. So before anything else, we have to get through some things. So if you like what you hear, if you enjoy the Local Music Revolution, I highly suggest going onto social media and talking to me because I am awesome. I mean, this is what I do on my free time, and I have a lot of free time right now. So all you have to do is go to facebook.com/thelocalmusicrevolution, on Twitter at TLMRpodcast, on Instagram at thelocalmusicrevolution, and on Tumblr at tumblr.com/thelocalmusicrevolution. And if you really, really, really want to, I highly suggest going to thelocalmusicrevolution.com. I created it. Because I'm awesome and I have a degree in web development. So why don't you go over there and check out the website, tell me that it's awesome, and tell me any bands that you want to see. Or if you are a band, sign up for an interview. That's how we do things. If you want to have options on listening to the podcast, there are a few that you can go through. There is iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, or any other podcast catcher that you can think of. They all should have the Local Music Revolution on it. If they do not, please contact me via social media and let me know what's going on. Give me the name of the podcast catcher and I'll try to get the Local Music Revolution on it for your listening pleasure. You can download them from the RSS feed, or if you wanted to, you can go to the WordPress that I used to use. They're still being uploaded there. However, I highly suggest going to longbox.fm. The Local Music Revolution is a proud member of that network, and there are a bunch of podcasts that they have that are just amazing. That movie podcast, I think, is a great, great podcast. You really, really need to check them out. And also, checking out would be really appreciative if you went to stringjoy.com. Stringjoy was my first sponsor, which I truly cannot thank them enough for giving me that opportunity. But go to stringjoy.com. Check them out, see what they can do for you. If you are a guitar, bass, or even an acoustic guitar player, you need this company in your life. They create the strings, they maintain the strings, and they will allow you to customize a set of strings strictly for you. I do know for a fact that there's up to an 8-string bass set for one of their artists. You have to get on that, guys. You can't be the best you can be and hit your full potential without custom strings that are made specifically for you. So go to stringjoy.com, and when you get to the checkout, all you have to do is enter the promo code LOCAL, that's L-O-C-A-L, and you will get a discount for being a member of the Local Music Revolution. Now, without any further ado whatsoever, this is In Conflict. Check them out. Go to social media and check them out as well. It's going to be awesome, and I can't wait to see what they do in the future. All right, I'm here with the guys from In Conflict. How are you guys doing today?
Good.
That's great. I just got off of work, and I got home. I changed, and I came straight here. Yeah. Yeah. It's legit. It's a labor of love. So we have to do that. But not about me. It's about you guys. So let's go around the room. Who are you? What do you do in the band?
My name is Christian, and I do vocals.
My name is Nacho, and I play guitar.
My name is Steven, and I play guitar.
My name is Hayden, and I play vocals.
My name is Jeremy, and I play bass.
My name is Lorenzo, and I play the drums.
All right, so tell me a little bit about the band. I've known of you guys for a little bit. I knew one of your ex-members. But I don't know you guys personally. So tell me about the history of the band, how you guys came together, and what brought you guys here today.
I guess it kind of started, I'd recently gotten out of another band, and then me and Hayden, we've always been in the band together, you know, because we're brothers. So, you know, we've always been our first bands together and shit. And then we just kind of started talking. We were like, let's form another band, you know, let's start, you know, playing shows again and everything. And then I think I found both of you guys on Facebook.
Yeah, I think you found Lorenzo first.
Yeah.
And then we were in a band together before.
Yeah.
And then that didn't work out. And then when you guys hit me up, you and Hayden, about playing guitar for you guys, I didn't know Lorenzo was in the band, so I was like,
yeah.
Oh, cool.
Okay. It's like a surprise.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool. I think you brought Steven in.
Yeah, me and him played, we haven't really played shows together back then, but we tried doing a lot of projects together, but it didn't really work out, and you know, we're finally here playing shows together, so
worked out for the best, I guess.
Yeah.
All right, so what do you guys consider yourselves as a genre? I hate labels, but it has to be said.
Okay,
like our biggest.
I always say metalcore.
That's the only thing you can say.
We're like
metalcore,
deathcore,
slash
hardcore.
I hate metalcore,
deathcore.
I wouldn't say
that. So let's just break it down. Your core.
Yeah,
core.
Yeah, core.
Core. Yeah, heavy music. There you go.
Yeah,
heavy music. Smash on some people.
Seriously, I looked up this band earlier, like literally at my job, and it was like, it's melodic death progressive rock. I'm like, what is this? Like,
we have a lot of influences. Mine really just comes out from the dollar spot, I would say,
See, the thing is, though, you have to have all those influences, like, because you can't have, like, genre-defining bands like Korn or, you know, Metallica. you can't have them without having those kind of influences, the differences, because, you know, it creates something amazing.
Yeah.
So that's
the point. It creates that beautiful, like, art. It's just pure, like,
awesome. Well, if you guys all like the same thing, it'd be a little bit boring.
Exactly. Oh, yeah.
But we all stray from everywhere.
So I've always wondered, the name is In Conflict, and you have what is a backslashes, forward slashes. So what's up with that? Firstly, what's the name and what the slashes?
In Conflict, he came up with it. It's just a name. Nothing that means anything crazy. The slashes, I don't know, we just kind of thought it looked cool.
I kind of think DX when you do that.
DX?
Yes.
Sure.
No, wrestling. Never wrestling?
Yeah, I watch wrestling all the time.
Further down the line,
not anymore,
we are going to like come up with some type of font that's going to be.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The backslash is going to be there.
Is it going to be like an AC/DC thing where if it looks cool, it's going to happen? If not, it's not.
Maybe.
I see you.
No, please. Got to see what the future holds for it.
So before we started recording, you guys said you guys have a new single out. So what's the title of the single?
It's called Lost in the Pride.
Lost and Deprived?
Lost and Deprived, yeah.
Super awesome. So is that something new with the newer lineup, or well, the newer older lineup? You guys are pulling kill switch thing lineup, here, and it's yeah. frustrating.
It's
really
the first song. Without
This was before we had Steven.
This was just
us.
Done before I joined the band.
No, he came after the song.
Yeah.
So is this an old recording or a newer recording?
This is old.
It's like a year old.
Right. Actually, the song is actually 2 years old.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
That is super rad.
I had it in my computer, and you know, I showed it to the guys, and I was like, hey, if you guys want to use it, I'm down. You know, it's a good song.
That's super rad, man.
Yeah. Eventually, you know, we are going to come out with the rest of our songs, you know, on an EP recording.
Yeah. So
that's going to take some money. So, you know, it's going to take some time for us to gather that up.
So was it recorded in a studio or like a home setting?
More of a home setting. I typed everything out and through Tablet. Program called Tablet, and then we didn't really make any recordings. It's just like if the program basically is just like a tab structured, and then you play it, and it's just pretty much sounds like a game.
It sounds like MIDI, right?
Yeah, it's a MIDI. Yeah,
controller
there we go.
With a tab layout, but kind of like on like sheet, like music, like
sounds like Mario.
It's really got awesome. Like 8-bit.
It's straight up like the Mario Paint game, whatever it's called. It's straight up that.
It's just really basic, but I mean, it gets the point across.
Yeah, it gets like the drums, you can get like bass or whatever, two guitars or something. Really,
I used to use Guitar Pro.
Kind of like that.
I used to use Guitar Pro. Took me forever to understand how to use it. And then I was like, oh my god, this is the greatest thing ever.
Exactly.
It was too intricate for me. I just took Guitar because it's just a lot simpler for me.
It's like a big folder for all your music.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I couldn't do that. I couldn't sit down and go, okay, so this is the G chord. And then 1, 2, and 3, 4, 5. Yep. Like, no. I can't do it.
So the tab, it's literally all the numbers of frets.
It's more like 10101.
Yeah.
So you're speaking in binary? So have you guys actually tried to do that binary, like speaking to each other?
No.
No? That'd be a pretty cool little thing to do, just talk shit.
That's awesome.
It'd never be the same song twice, but you'd be like, I just hate you. I hate your face. Hey, man, if I was in a band, I'd do it just to mess around. I'd learn Morse code and just write a song like just telling my other members how much I hate them. Just because, well, because I can, it'd be fun. So being that recording's old, or older, do you have anything new that you guys are working on?
Yeah, we have a song called Skeletons that we're all working on.
Skeletons. That's always a good song title. Like it always sounds like a really, really harsh song. Just like, oh.
It is kind of harsh. It's I would say pretty on the heavy side.
Really, it's pretty complicated. Donkey Kicks is very technical. I mean, that's the new song we're working on right now. But as for like material wise, we have enough for like an EP and a half right now.
So do you play all of your songs in your set, or are there some left over?
We actually have, honestly, like, we probably have, like, 4 songs that we don't play in a set.
Really?
Yeah.
You know, my favorite time to be in a band is when you have enough material to where you can make 2 different sets with no songs repeating.
Yeah.
So it never gets boring.
We can literally do that, like, right now.
Yeah, and I hate. Do you guys play the same set every single time you play, or do you change it up?
For now, yeah. Until we get down, practice every.
We're trying to establish our sound with all those songs.
Yeah,
we're gonna add skeletons. Let's get that finger up there. Thanks for that. Let's get it.
So how close is Skeletons to being done?
It's basically done. The whole song is
cleaning, you know, and like. Oh, so basically, your guys are like the you're shining it up. You're polishing it.
Yeah. The skeleton is just about.
Yeah. Dude. So what show are you talking about?
We're having another show at Traders.
With Traders, not with Traders.
I didn't know we're playing at Trader Joe's.
At Trader Joe's, guys.
No, that show's at Bullfrog's Bar and Grill. It's on the 27th of Traders. It's going to be really, really awesome.
Traders came and
it's more of a deathcore-ish show, so it's all going to be real heavy.
So being that you guys are core, you're going to fit right in, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
There you go.
We also have pre-sales for sale for $12 a piece, so just hit us up on our page or something.
So have you guys played Bullfrogs before?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
We played there multiple times.
I've been there once. It's all right, man. Like, I like the fact that you step out onto the patio and, like, there's a lake there.
Yeah, that's really pretty.
I saw Adelita's Way there and Stitched Up Heart. Stitched Up Heart was really cool. Like, if you like female-fronted bands that are kind of, like, gothic a little bit, like, they're super rad. Mm-hmm. But, like, Adelita's Way...
Is she the one that plays the Cemetery? Is that another band?
That's another band. Okay, cool. But Adelita's Way just... they disappointed.
Really?
Yeah.
That's
like, yeah. If you want to go into detail, I'll explain it after we're finished recording. Yeah. Like, it's super pissed me off. So, yeah. It's all good, man. It's all good. It happens. So, you guys, are they going to have two stages? So, are they going to have the backstage and the one main stage?
I think they're going to go with the green room this time.
The green room?
That side one that looks out the river with a window behind it.
Yeah.
It's really, yeah.
I like that. I like that one.
That's a cool one. Yeah. Nice middle part that you can.
Yeah. It gets really hot really fast, though.
Yeah,
it does.
Like,
this makes it time, though, man. I'm so sweating.
Yeah, I'll let it set down. I'm kind of cooling off.
It's okay, man. Yeah. Just drink lots of water.
Yeah.
Lots of water. Oh, yeah. Tea and honey. Tea and honey. All right, so you guys have that show, okay? So other than the shows and playing out and everything, what are your future plans for the band?
Keep progressing as a band, you know. Eventually, we want to start touring everything, you know. That's not gonna happen anytime soon, you know, obviously.
Once our schedules clear up, then everybody. For now, we're just trying to, like, get it all together, get ourselves out there, and get shows, like, going to be comfortable as a band.
So you actually, you came back to the band recently.
Yeah.
How's the dynamic with you coming back to the band and being one of the original members, as opposed to, like, coming into a new band?
I mean, honestly, it felt like I never left. Like, right when I came back and started playing again, it felt real easy. Like, it was just, like, it was natural to play with them again.
Yeah, didn't miss a step.
Did you have to learn any new songs they had written while you were away?
From when I came back, they were polishing up Skeletons. That's when I was learning it with them. And, like, that's, like, probably, like, one of the hardest songs I've had to learn for this band.
Yeah. There's another thing in our live set right now.
So being that both of you guitarists had left the band and everything, when you guys were away, did you still practice the songs?
Not really. I was really busy with work and school. So it would be a lot. I would just go home and just get there all super tired. You know, I wouldn't be in the mood to play guitar or anything. So I kind of did leave my guitar a little dusty after I quit. So
honestly, I was the same way too.
Yeah.
Like, I probably wouldn't have picked. I didn't pick up my guitar for maybe about like a week or two.
Oof.
I was gone for months.
Yeah. But like, when it came to the songs, like,
it was so like stitched into my brain, like because we played them so much that when I came back for the first practice, like I never left. Yeah.
My first band, I quit in 2008. And I still remember certain songs from that band.
Yeah.
Like, they are never going to leave my brain. Like, we had a song called Suffer that was like, it was like the second song we ever wrote. And everybody that heard it loved that song. And then all of a sudden, like, we left, and I still have that song. Like, I could still play it flawlessly. So. It's frustrating though.
Because
I did the same thing you guys did when I quit my band, and I took 3 months, and I almost like there was a point where I was like no more drums ever, like I couldn't do it. I couldn't look at drums. I couldn't think about drums. It just hurt. Yeah. And it just hurt. And then my wife, I happened to walk into Guitar Center and see an electric drum set. It was $1,000 for this drum set, and I called my wife, and I was like, I'm thinking about doing this. Like, what do you think? She's like, stop asking and just do it already. You're too bitchy. I don't want you to do this anymore. Get the drums. So now I have 2 acoustic drum sets, and I have an electric drum set. Yeah, I have the whole recording set up and everything now, but no, I have a Simmons SD9K. Yeah, it's $1,000, man. At least it was when I purchased it. Well, I still play it and everything. And the great thing is, you hear click, 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 or you know, a light thud in my head, in my monitors. I hear, you know, full drum set.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's so nice to hear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, man. Like I have the monitors, so I hear full drum set. Like. I hear double bass, I hear 3 mounted toms, I hear the single floor tom,
nice
I hear my chinas, everything, everything, and it makes a world of difference. No, Studio One, because Studio One's 10 times better than Pro Tools. it does. I love Studio One. You know mastering, how mastering is such a pain in the ass?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, Studio One has a mastering suite connected to it.
Oh, cool.
So, like you know how, like, you find a part where you haven't mixed, or you, like, that snare drum needs to be turned up, like, maybe a decibel, you know?
Yeah.
So you make that edit, and you forget that was, it's a new edit.
Uh-huh.
So, Studio One...
You're just a little more through it, that kind of, like, peaks everyone.
No, Studio One will tell you that you have a new version.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so you're like, whoa, hold on, don't edit anything yet.
Check it out.
You need to make sure that the mastering is, the master song is updated, and then you can go and master. Yeah, dude, it's fantastic. So, I really enjoy that. Yeah.
But,
All right, so you guys, you said that your set is the same. So how are you going to introduce skeletons? Are you actually going to rearrange your set, or do you guys have a specific spot where it's like, this is where it's going to go?
Yeah, we haven't really talked
maybe
too much
mid-set?
About
that.
That's somewhere in the middle. It's a good,
Toss it in there.
Keep the energy up.
The ball rolling.
It's definitely a fun one. Really unique sound anyway.
It's very energetic.
Yeah, energetic is really
cool.
I'm excited for everyone to hear it. It's so much fun.
That is definitely a fun song.
Yeah.
You guys are seriously making me want to hear it.
We might do a little sound check with it.
Yeah, we'll
hear a preview of it on our page.
Oh, yeah.
We have
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's a video.
Really.
Oh, and what is this page again?
Oh, it's facebook.com/inconflictofficial.
Ah.
In, like, 2 forward or backward slashes on conflict.
No backward slashes on the...
You know backward URL.
You can't. It's something like that.
Yeah.
Guys, quit being in conflict.
Get out of here. Anyway.
That was good.
All right, so I just got I just got the 10-minute mark. Uh-oh. So if you guys would like, we could talk for 10 more minutes. It could be an officially like a longer episode. I can give you a release date later on when it can come out, and we can go from there.
We have to get a few things ready. We're just about to go.
I actually need to set up my stands.
Yeah, his job. I'm going to help him out right now.
That's completely fine. All right, well, then we'll wrap up now. Thank you guys for your time.
Thank you so
Thank
much
you for being part of this. It was super awesome talking to you guys. I cannot wait to hear Skeletons. So, like, let me know what's... I am going to try. Depending on how the other band that I interview is, I might see it, I might hear it. So...
Either way, you'll be here, man.
Yes, I will. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you. It was nice talking to you guys. You guys have a wonderful day, or right. Wonderful set. Sorry. And that was In Conflict. Unfortunately, again this week, Dirtbag Clothing does not have a block of rock for me. I'm trying to get them back, at least the older episodes, so you can re-listen to some of those great ones. However, right now we're just taking a little bit of time to get everything in order. So please excuse me, but go to dirtbagclothing.com. Check them out. They support bands from indie, unsigned, to national touring bands. They do it all, and they do it, and they make sure that the music scene is taken care of, which that is my favorite part about working with them. They are easy to work with, and they love music through and through. So go check out their website. Again, that is dirtbagclothing.com. And if you can, tell them that Ogre sent you and that you love them like I do. Also, I want to give a shout out to Cold Cock Whiskey. Great whiskey, guys. It's herbal whiskey, which is awesome, but it's delicious. And my favorite thing about them is they support bands. Now, on their website, they have a list of bands that they support. So I highly suggest going and checking that out. You will find some bands that will just completely rock your world. If you visited any of these companies, let them know that you actually found out about them through the local music revolution. Through social media, thankfully, you can tag everything. So, once again, the social media is the Local Music Revolution on Facebook, at TLMR Podcast on Twitter, and on Instagram, it's at the Local Music Revolution. None of them have a Tumblr. Tumblr is just... you know, for me, I dig it, so it's all good. You can even put the localmusicrevolution.com. They know what's up. Just let them know that you found out about them through me. On next week's episode, we have 2 o'clock Courage. This is actually one of my favorite recent interviews that I did. It was like 1 o'clock in the morning after the show. All the guys were really awesome. We got to talk, and they were just amazing to work with. So stay tuned for that one. It's going to be an amazing show for you guys. Until next week, this is the Local Music Revolution. I am Ogre. You are awesome. Take care and be good, everyone.
This is the local music revolution.